horror than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hi, babies. It's us. We're back. It's
Saturday.
Belly.
My name is Belly.
We have no lollies because Billy gave them to Molly and Lily.
Motherfuckers clean.
All right, we're going to do something a little bit different to the show this week. First off,
we're going to mime it.
We're going to plug shit at the beginning of the show because it seems like every time we try to plug stuff at the end of the show, we run out of time and I don't get to officially plug it correctly.
Plug this shit.
So what we're going to do is we're going to plug ourselves. As you all know, we are now available for download on iTunes.
Yay.
So if any of you folks out there travel amongst the pod, you can download our show. You can download Pete's show. You can download Nightwatch. And I'm sure...
Oh, yeah. Brad Westmar.
And Westmar. Yeah, don't forget Westmar.
He's already crying, though. He's got changes.
Oh, shit.
So check us out. Like I said, if you... can't listen to us on Saturdays, then listen to us on Sunday mornings.
Download that bitch.
And while you're listening to us
I'd like to interject something there. The downloads will be available on jackaloperadio.com in the archives first for about 48 hours, and then they hit iTunes.
Nice.
So while you're listening to us on Sunday, why don't you head on over to our forums page.
Come on down.
Put some new stuff up in the...
Let's come on down.
Forums page in the next couple of days, so go by and check that out. I might even throw up a contest or two. And I'm going to add a new section to the forums page. It's going to be called Podcasts. And I know some of you probably as well as I do listen to other podcasts just to kind of hear other people's views on movies that we might otherwise flums our noses at. So,
like Wicker.
But a couple of the ones I'd like to...
Like Wicker Man.
Shush. Let's not get into that broadment right now.
I enjoy it.
Anyway, I do want to give props.
Lolly lolly.
I would like to give props to a couple of podcasts that I have found myself listening to pretty heavily over the last couple of weeks during work. First one is Sean and Chris with the 42nd Street Drive-In podcast. Also, El Goro with the Talk Without Rhythm podcast. And, of course, my... newest love is by the gentleman named Patrick, who does the Scream Queens podcast. And you can check all three of those podcasts out
New
also
Yorker.
On iTunes for download. I highly, highly, highly recommend you check all them out. Look for them on Facebook. They're all three available on Facebook. Like I said, they're all super nice guys, you know, very, very knowledgeable in their movie
Madness
amongst us, you know. But with that aside, and Tim's unsavory denial to like the Wicker Man movie. Which that's going to change eventually.
You can't help it when Nicolas Cage has the bear suit and chases people with the gun.
No, I'm talking about the original.
I know. I'm just talking about that one because it's so nuts.
I just, you know, how do you get into Nicolas Cage?
I love Nicolas Cage, man. He's one of my favorite actors to this day.
But just wait till he dons that Batman outfit and see how well you like Nicolas Cage.
Hey, I probably like him okay. He was going to... Hey, did you know the story about Superman? He was going to be Superman?
Oh, Lord.
Did you know that?
That's why I named his fucking kid Kyle.
Well, here's the thing. He brought home the sketches of the suit, and his son looked at it, and he said, look, Dad, that doesn't look like Superman. He looked at him and said, you're right, it doesn't. And he went in the next day and quit because he said, look, if my kid doesn't think it's Superman and I don't think it's Superman, this damn thing isn't Superman. And he turned down $20 million because he loved the character too much.
You know
to
how many
do
dinosaur bones he could have bought for fucking $20 million?
Give the guy credit for having some kind of, you know, balls.
He's just crazy, though. He's just wacky.
His brother raises cats on the Animal Channel.
Hey, man, I fucking love Drive Angry. I thought that was an awesome flick.
It was. It was great.
I mean, that was cheese ball, full on. Cage was great.
It was just silliness.
Oh, wacky. It was wacky.
Oh, good times.
See, now if they approach the Wicker Man like that.
They did the remake. It was
somebody,
awful.
And somebody. See, maybe that's it. Maybe I should watch the Nicolas Cage version. I'd get strung.
Slow your roll right now.
I'd get fucking strung up for sure.
Man, did you see the Nicolas Cage version? This motherfucker blows the original way. Dear Lord, shoot him now.
Wears a bear suit, pulls a gun, and says, relinquish the bike to this kid. I just love it.
All righty. Well,
enough of that talk.
Moving on. I think it's time that we spill the bad news. I am sure a lot of people already know this who've countered the ways of Facebook, but
I'm pregnant.
Came out in the last couple of days. Apparently, Mr. Bill Lustig has signed over the rights to Maniacs remake.
And in the
Frotobagans. Yeah, in the starring role of Joe Spinell's character is going to be Elijah Wood. I'm like, fucking really?
Green Street Hooligans, though. Think of that. Oh, just keep that in mind.
No. I said as long as he wears the Frodo feet, I'm in. Dip the motherfuckers in Vaseline. Keep that shit slimy and clean, baby.
Yeah, I called Tim about 9:30 at night.
He said, I about set fire to my goddamn computer. The son of a bitches, it went too far.
You just don't recapture madness like that twice. I'm sorry. It's just...
Yeah, but at least we get to see the mannequins kill Elijah Wood.
No, they won't be mannequins.
I told you, dude, this is a new era, man. They'll have to sit down and explain why he's so fucked up, and he'll have to go to a therapist and explain why his mommy touched him in the wrong spots.
He won't have mannequins. He'll just make, like, little fucking...
He'll have kittens.
He'll make dolls and shit.
You know how cute that would be with Elijah laying on his bed with little kittens crawling all over him?
You're the only ones I can trust.
Oh, where's my... Smearing lipstick all over their little whiskers.
Sam, you're so cute.
With Samwise Ganji.
You're so cute, Sandy. What's wrong with you, girl?
Twiddling the fucking ring on his finger the whole time. Oh, fuck. Bill. Why?
Money.
Out of all the fucking movies, why that one, though? Really? I mean, why don't you remake some
putting Elijah on there, how many... I mean, maybe he's going to do it for next to nothing. It's not like he's a hot...
Hell, fuck, put Ron Jeremy in there. Let him fucking be Joe Spinell.
They give new meaning to the headshot scene.
Dear Lord.
Is that a shotgun or are you just glad to see me? Oh. Just a big Jeremy squirt all over the windshield. Full on CGI.
God damn. Shoot it in 3D.
He's standing on the hood shirtless.
Yeah. He's got to lift up his gut to cock the load.
Ron Jeremy is a
motherfucking maniac.
Oh,
he pull off hurts. The greasy aspect of it. Oh. See, I'd pay to see that, man.
That'd be fucking awesome.
They probably we should jump the gun, dude, and just call him up. Look, we got $12 and a six pack of Yoo-Hoos.
Pull your cock out, do some damage, and call it done.
We want two headshots and roll around with a mannequin for 20 minutes. Sold.
How do you look with a camera around your neck, Ron? Can you give a girl a teddy bear or fucking dinner? Good Lord.
He did that celebrity house. I know he'd be in. Shit. He'd be right. A lot cheaper than Elijah Wood. Does Elijah Wood even have hair on his body? Motherfucker, he's got to be slick as a bear.
Terrible. Oh, I like him in Sin City.
See, now that's what I said as soon as he told me. I was like, well, I dug him in Sin City, but he was kind of a sleek little freak in that. This... I just don't see him all slimy and...
He doesn't have the girth as
nasty. That's what I said. Maybe he'd have like a Raging Bull transformation. He gains 70 pounds and a full body hair implant. maybe we'll see it, you know? You never know.
Good Lord, why?
You never know.
You want to talk about the other abomination? Walking Dead.
Oh, God.
The Walking Turd.
I like to call it the Walking.
Let's do an episode completely in the nighttime so we don't have to show any makeup on this one. Let's roll out about another 3 days worth of advertisements for fucking Hell on Wheels.
They need to change it to the Crying Dead because that's every motherfucker on there who's crying about this and crying about that.
Oh, shit.
Except for the one lunatic shooting everybody who gets a chance to pop off. I'm starting to like that guy a little bit more. I'm like, once you off that wife and the kids you got there.
No shit. Fuck.
Free reign of that house.
We ought to just let him die. I don't want to let him die. Well, I think it's better. And could you live with that?
And what's the fucking deal with the old man and the fucking sexual tension and the blonde?
Well, do you forgive me now? Not yet.
Well, he gave her the pistol back, so maybe that's...
Use it. Sign blow of the your goddamn brains
sign
out.
Of the times.
I'm going to go back in the woods with the guy with the
crossbow.
You should
have just ended that last episode with, yeah, I went ahead and loaded your clip for you.
There's one in the chamber.
There's one loaded in the chamber, baby. There's 16 of them things coming. You might as well just take it off.
I think the fucking guy with the crossbow needs to wax them all, get on
that's what I'm saying. In real life, you think that guy would be sitting back listening to that shit? He would have killed every one of them people in their fucking sleep. And he would have peeled it off and been done.
Yeah, it's getting just bad. Good Lord.
It's getting like Dexter was, man. We're like, well, the last episode was bad, but... It has potential to be good. Actually, you know what? We did get sucked into Dexter, man. I think it was the second or third season. We're like, Jesus, this is the stupid one. What's going on here? And by the third or fourth episode, man, you were sucked in.
I just think they got too much on their plate.
There's too many women in there.
They got one fucking pie, and they're all trying to divide it up about 36 different
plus
ways.
Plus, Dexter had, you know, the women in it was Deb Morgan, and she's fucking awesome, so.
I don't know. They're going to have to do something. They're still going to have to... You know they're going to be on the highway for at least a couple more episodes because they still ain't found that girl yet.
Boop, boop. Broke another belt.
Yeah. <bro. laughs> The old man. Did you find any hoses on their farm? I need a hose. Fuck.
The vet can fix it. He can fix anything. I've read about this surgery in the book once.
It's just like castrating a hog. You can, you know.
What's your options? It's the old crankety vet or the psycho that's coming to shoot everybody.
Fuck. I'm getting to the point now where I'm just rooting for the zombies to just eat everybody.
Shut it down.
None of these sons of bitches deserve to live the fucking next day. Jesus Christ. Fucking whining bastards. Drop me off on the next town. I'm out of here.
Give me the crossbow and let's go.
Did they even show previews of what's supposed to happen this week?
I think they just gave up. It was just people crying. They're like, this is what you get. This is the next episode.
You're going to get 40 minutes of this next
week.
We're
just going to film the audience.
They got to keep that tension.
Crying.
You know, of course, now that the guy's back with all the good shit that they need for the fucking heart transplant and all the other shit that they got lined up.
That they're not going to get a chance to use because he's going to wax everybody in the house.
I bet you $5 they don't even fix a black guy's fucking arm.
Just let him go.
They'll just let him go. Nah, he'll be all right on his own.
Rub a little of that tar oil on it. He'll be fine.
We'll catch you on next week's episode, buddy. We're not important right now.
He's delusional. He's not bothering you, but he's blacking out occasionally. He's not bothering anybody.
I know what's going to happen this week. The Asian guy is going to start crying because he's going to have a nervous breakdown on the front porch.
Yeah.
Oh, whining bitches.
I've never prayed before.
How do you do it?
How do you pray?
How do you start? Well, start by getting the fuck up out of here.
Well, you got a pack of brain-hungry motherfuckers right around the corner. You better start thinking of something there, Bruce Lee.
Oh, Christ. Why is it so hard?
Why?
Why, gee, I'm going to start praying to Jesus right now for a good episode. Dear Lord, if you're listening right now, please give me a new episode of Worth Wild Watching episode next week. So I don't
we didn't talk about Halloween, man. We had Halloween last weekend.
I know.
I was
in bed.
Over.
I was in bed.
Man, I think, I stayed up pretty late, but man, what the hell was what was AMC thinking?
It's Halloween.
I mean, but literally, are they, that's what it is?
AMC.
That's what we have to look forward now from them is nothing but Halloween.
All Michael and Carpenter. That's what AMC stands for every year. It's all Michael, Carpenter.
And fucking Turner was making me bipolar, man, because they'd show a great old black and white, and then the next thing I know, boop, musical, boop, horror, boop, musical, boop, horror.
They can just zombify you.
Bullshit. On Halloween Day? They did all right on it. They had some good ones on Halloween Day.
I tell you who had it going on, and a lot of people that are probably listening to the show won't understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, but you got the arena.
If anybody's listening to this show, check your local service, their cable provider, and look for something called Antenna TV. They've got it, man. Well, we've got it in Raytown. It's like Channel 251 on Comcast. Dude, they were playing Hammer movies all day long. Had the Gorgon. Had, what else did they play? The Gorgon was the last. Oh, they had Curse of Frankenstein, you know.
Well, that was Turner. I think it was Halloween morning. They played that Joan Crawford's Berserk about the crazy circus and was it the devil doll with the guy shrinking the little tribal men running around all over the place.
Well, the thing I didn't understand on like Antenna TV, all Halloween Day they played nothing but Alfred Hitchcock Presents, which is cool, but I'm thinking, you know, I mean, yeah, there's...
And sci-fi was just showing ghosts. And ghosts. And more fucking ghosts. And some more ghosts.
But yeah, check... I mean,
it wasn't ghosts. It was people running around looking for ghosts.
Oh.
And more ghosts.
After the Gorgon, they fucking played The Creeping Flesh with Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing with the big crazy alien skeleton and all that. Yeah, I mean, they were just playing.
Huh.
I was like, real. I was like, fuck yeah, we sat and watched it.
Maybe they snacked them all up. And
I don't know, but that channel's even awesome on a regular schedule.
I mean, because was it even last year AMC was playing cool stuff? They played
play as much old. Turner Classics is
well. That's
the
cool.
Stuff.
That's the cool thing about them, though. They play. I mean, they play kind of weird newer
stuff.
But
the thing I didn't understand was like Slither. AMC. Why have fucking George Romero host it
and not
when you're not even
movies?
Showing any of his fucking movies?
Yeah, I wondered
there.
About that too.
You know, but you know, if they're gonna pay me to fucking host a horror-thon, and I don't give a fuck if you show my movies or not, as long as the check clears.
Just get paid. I got more gas attendants that need roles in the future.
Oh, good times. Movies.
Yeah.
Movies.
What'd you pick up?
I finally got to watch Island of Lost Souls, the Criterion Edition.
Is it beautiful?
It's not really.
No, not really.
Not really. It's dark. I mean, but I think, you know, they've used natural lighting when they shot it.
I think the only version I've seen on that was, it was the time, or Turner Classics was showing it. That was the version I seen, and it looked all right on there.
Right. Well, I mean, it's dark because they use natural lighting. I'm pretty sure, but it was awesome. I mean, they're great makeup effects, you know, all the crazy fucking half-manimal fucking things running around. Now
that's just one of the best. Well, except for that turd with Kilmer and Brando.
It has some funny moments in it. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see Beast as a Man? Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
So you got Marlon Brando in it?
No, it's just, basically, it's just one animal.
Baby powder.
It's just like a panther man running around. But it's kind of like long lines of Island of Dr. Moreau. It's pretty decent. But yeah, there's a lot of weird shit that goes on in that movie. A lot of stuff that's pretty hardcore for the time. So, watch that. What else did I watch? Trying to think. Oh, I watched House by the Cemetery.
Mommy.
It looked pretty clear. Yeah.
So Bubble. Bubble.
Whining ass fucking kid.
That rubber bat's still beautiful.
Bob.
What's the matter, Bob? Mommy, why is that girl in the window looking at me?
Where, Bob?
Over there in the picture.
Oh, don't be silly, Bob. Like, really? Did you have to give him the most annoying fucking name in the world?
Dog.
Bob. Hey. Mommy.
I take it you picked yours up from Hastings and I saw them up there.
Yeah. Well, I ordered mine.
If I'd have had the ability to pick them up for you, I would have. I just broke.
Oh, that's fine. It's not a big deal. I've got the original Blue Underground release of it. I just wanted the new special edition one.
They look unbelievable. Really
nice.
Yeah,
it looks. I haven't watched the Blu-ray one yet, but even the DVD one looked pretty clear.
Man, that Blu-ray's sweet.
Does it really crisp up that big rubber bat?
Man, I love that. The guy even has an interview where he's holding what's left of that bat. Did you watch that?
Oh, no shit on there?
It's awesome.
Oh, that'd be sweet. See, now that'd be worth having in the house.
Well, and the thing is, it's not quite as beautiful as the City of the Living Dead, but it's real close.
Yeah.
Real close. That's probably the best one I've seen so far. That one and Breakfast, the Manchester Morgue, those two seem to be the top for the Blue Underground releases so far, but that zombie's damn gorgeous.
I tried to watch Chrome Skull Laid to Rest 2. Made about 10 minutes.
I don't think I've seen it. Is the first one worth a shit? I mean, everybody talks about it.
I remember watching it, the first one, but never really took a whole lot from it. It had some gore and some pretty good kills and stuff in it, but other than that, it was pretty, like I said, it was pretty dismal starting off. I just kind of put it in and watched a couple minutes of it, and I was like, nah, I'm not really feeling it. So.
I kind of liked it. I thought it was, I mean, you have to be kind of in the right frame of mind, but I think they did okay. I mean, it was at least well made. There's so many we get nowadays that you can tell they don't even try.
But like I said, it's for what it is, it's filler material. You know,
did you like it more than Hatchet?
I'm not a big Hatchet. I mean, I like Hatchet, but I'm not a big Hatchet fan.
I really liked the second one for some reason.
That was me. Hatchet. I got a kick. I mean, it was just so over the top.
It was just fun, and I thought Kane Hodder had a great time making it, so you could tell.
Did you get to see Wrong Turn 4 yet?
Yeah.
I mean...
You can't go wrong with those Wrong Turn.
You just waited for all them idiots to get killed, but the kills were creative.
Yeah, I liked Part 4 better than 3, I think. I like 3 okay.
I think we need
too much
another
CGI.
We need another fucking feast movie is what we need.
You got that fucking
you know,
right.
Why don't they put all of those on
10
Blu-ray?
Of them. We need
I got
about
the first
10
one.
More of those.
The first one was like $6 at Best Buy.
Oh, you can find them dirt cheap, yeah.
But the second and third are not on Blu-ray.
Right.
That I could find.
Oh, they actually put the first one on Blu-ray?
Oh, yeah, I got it. It's gorgeous.
I love that first one, man. That was
High Tension. It came out the same week.
That was
$6.
I remember just cackling because they take the time to do the still screen and introduce you to what they were and the whole bit, and then 5 seconds later they whack him off and be done. All right, move on to the next one.
No, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff's come out. I mean, a lot of stuff's been pushed back, but the one I really want to get a hold of is I want to get a hold of Phantom of the Opera and see what they did to that. But
yeah, good luck finding that.
Get it on Amazon.
Find it.
So, all right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to give you some creature feature to nibble on. So enjoy it, and we'll be back here in a little bit. Tim had to go get some water.
He had to, like, jump off of the toilet bowl, like, yes, right here at the end of the break.
Yes, he did.
It made no sense.
Silly Tim.
Silly Tim.
Have you seen any, are you still waiting to get the zombie?
I got it.
Yeah. How's it look?
Topeka. It looks unbelievably gorgeous. Why the heck didn't they get it at Hastings? I know you ordered it.
I don't know. Dude, they didn't get shit in. Nothing. I mean, I was like nothing. Nothing at all.
They need to eat a little. Well, you know what, though? Half the time they lie. And I don't know what's going on or who's in charge now, the phones, but you call up there and they tell you they don't have something, it's there.
Right. Well, she said it was in the books. She said it was, you know, and it was, you know, in transit, but they didn't get it for some reason on release day. But which is odd because I called and asked them about the Phantom of the Opera release. And she was like, no, we didn't get it. But jeez, our store in Topeka's got a copy. I'm like, well, how does...
Which is a much smaller store, by the way. Very small.
You know, I'm like, you know, if you're going to ship one, to the store, why not ship one to all the stores, you know?
Or to the store that has the highest sales of independent horror, which is definitely St. Joe right. because of all of us. Hey, welcome back, Turdmonger.
I had to go poop.
And that's like I was discussing with Tim earlier today. You know, I mean, if you're running a store, you know, granted, you know, you would order maybe like 2 copies of Captain America just for the chance that somebody would come in your store and say, oh, yeah, that came out today. I'll grab a copy while I'm here. But, you know, Walmart's going to have a shitload of them. You know, pretty much any other retailer like Target is going to have a shitload of them. So if you're an independent retailer that's not part of a huge chain, why in the fuck would you order 30 and 40 copies knowing that you're going to have them used in a couple of weeks when people get tired of them and come back in to sell them?
Well, especially trash that no one wants, like Scream 4. I mean, it's just getting out of hand.
You know. And I mean, I'm not saying Captain America is not a good movie, because I enjoyed it. But I'm sure as fuck don't see you needing 40 copies of it on release day.
Well, no, not if you got that many that's going to be used in 2 weeks.
Yeah. You've got a whole fucking wall of 30 that you're renting, and those are only going to be on the wall for at least 2 to 3 weeks until the next big release comes out, and then you're going to clear all them off to make room for whatever else is coming down the pike. But that's just like when I talked to her about the, what was it? What was that movie a couple weeks ago I was looking for? She's like, yeah. She goes, we didn't get it in. She goes, you're like the 9th person today that's asked about that. Well, don't you think you need to fucking get 9 copies in then if you've had 9 different people ask about it?
They don't care, Griff.
And then they wonder why nobody.
They make $6 an hour.
The last time this happened when people didn't listen to their customers, it was called Borders.
Yep. Well,
last,
that
hey, the last time we have people didn't listen, Occupy Wall Street.
Let's occupy Hastings.
They set fire to shit.
All right, we'll set fire.
Let's
to
Let's set up a picket out front.
Let's set fire to Tyler Perry movies.
Get people to deliver pizzas to us for free. And go, Tyler Perry.
Yeah, man.
You gotta go. You gotta go. Me? I gotta go.
But you know, hey, I have a solution to that. It's Amazon.com.
Yep.
So, but like I said, speaking of Amazon.com.
Oh.
I was listening to a podcast and they did a review for Brotherhood of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at work today, right? So
Fine film.
It was about 8 o'clock in the morning. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and order that. So I got on my phone, went to Amazon.com. 3 minutes later, boom, confirmation, bought Brotherhood of Satan. 15 minutes later, I get an email from the company that I just bought Brotherhood of Satan from, and it's like, yeah, we'd like to send this confirmation to let you know that your item is just shipped.
Yep.
I mean, that fast. Boom. Paid
no
for.
Gas.
Done.
No gas, no headaches.
You know, full on right there. Factory sealed. Da-da-da-da-da. $6. $2 shipping and handling.
Thank you. Come again.
You know,
you could have ordered from Walmart Zombie on Blu-ray, and they would have had it for you in 4 days or something like that, site to store, for $13.99 or some crazy price.
$13 to ship it?
Yeah, well, no. You don't pay anything to ship it
Walmart's,
site to store.
It's Walmart's free shipping.
Oh. But yeah. I don't have to go to fucking Walmart to pick it up.
That's right. Go right to your house.
You know, I can buy
yeah,
it for...
Yeah, you're lucky to get stuff in the mail. A lot of us can't.
You know, I mean... Fuck Walmart.
Whoa.
You guys didn't even hear about the blowout I had there on Monday night.
Oh.
Well, I've been raising hell so much and
Is that where they tried carding you?
No, that was a different one.
That was a different day.
This one was so cool, guys. You'd have been happy. There was a throwdown right there.
Oh,
and,
that's beautiful.
It went crazy because finally Home Office has been listening.
So they got pictures of you in their offices. They know when you're in the store.
Oh, they know me anyway. But they know they all like me. But here's the thing. First night, the cops weren't there. These people are in there, and there's now a limit on the number of movies these dirty bastards can buy, and I'm going to tell you what I found. I've been getting to the bottom of everything, and it's a good place to tell you.
You can buy.
Yeah, because they've been coming and buying week before last, I should say, a woman bought 320 copies of Pirates of the Caribbean, bought every one in the Northland, and here's why. The Northland regional manager of Blockbuster is paying them $28 to $30 a copy when they bring them in the next day. So they're taking them from Walmart's for $17, and they're selling them over there for $30. And this stuff has gotten, and on top of the fact that we were fighting the red box bastards, now we're fighting these other people. And here's where it gets crazy. so I went to Walmart. And
Why didn't I think of this?
The regional person won't come on my show because she's scared. But Walmart did, because of Night Watch. I got Night Watch involved. They did change their policy. They said five per person, per household. So this guy in the back grabs five and buys them in electronics. Then watches the lady turn around, grabs five more, and heads to the front like a beeline. He gets to the front, and I'm following him. I'm on his tail. He holds a sack behind his back, and he goes, boom, to sell five more. And I just said, jump in. I said, Bess, do not sell that son of a bitch those five movies. And then we had it, because he jumped in my face, and he called me. He said, fuck you. And he goes, it's five per purchase. I said, you're a no-reading son of a bitch, or you're a liar and a thief. But either one, you're going down.
How are they selling them to fucking Best Buy for $30?
Blockbuster.
Why is Blockbuster buying them for 30?
They're doing a buyback program to try to get people in the door north of the river. It's just the Northland regional manager decided to do it.
Are you shitting me? $30? Fuck it, let's go.
That doesn't make financial sense to fucking...
They're bankrupt. You think they give a shit about money? They want people in the door. They're lucky to even have a store for people to come trade them in at.
Well, I brought her. I've called her three times. I'm going to give her one more chance Monday. I'm going to tell her, if you don't come on or at least respond to me, give me the courtesy of a response.
Shutting the motherfucker down. Occupy Blockbuster.
Well, I'm going to tell her straight up, I'm going to corporate. I'm going over your head, and I guarantee they'll send someone, because I've already dealt with corporate before when I brought up the stuff on Night Watch. They actually send a person out, so.
She ain't fucking around now.
I'm tired of messing with it, dudes.
Occupy Blockbuster.
It's the greed factor. You know, I don't give a shit if a mother effer wants to make $1.50. Goddamn, that's good. But you know what? Taking every copy in the store? That's goddamn ridiculous. And it's time to put a stop to this shit. You know, and the guy tried to threaten me. He's telling me he's going to call the cops. I was like, you call the cops and I'll turn you into the goddamn Disney myself.
Let's do it. Because, I'd call them. I would say, get them pigs down here.
Dude, it was really cool because I already turned Blockbuster into Disney yesterday about what's going on, and they were not at all happy about it.
See?
So what'll end up happening is they're probably going to pull all their product out of Blockbuster up here for a while.
Nice.
But, and you know what? People will say, Todd, quit being a snitch. I'm not a snitch. I'm tired of bullshit. I'm tired of people who are unscrupulous and doing this to each other. It's hurting all of us. Can't anyone see that?
That just blows my mind why, I mean, ain't got no shit in there anyway nobody wants.
I know. Now they're going to have all that.
Did you just hear the news that came out about EMI and Sony have halted 2012? They're no longer going to be making CDs. There will no longer physical CDs produced anymore from Sony and EMI.
All I know is Iron Maiden better jump ship and get them a new distributor.
EMI. Because now it's all
EMI.
They're all. Talking about going to complete digital
formats.
That's
the stupidest thing I've ever heard. There's still a ton, and I mean a ton of collectors that won't go that way.
Yeah, man.
Well, they said they'll still do box sets and stuff like that for the collector's market.
Well, F them. I want normal CD of Iron Maiden. I don't want to have to download the stupid shit. And on top of that, man, I'm sitting here thinking about all the stupidity involved with this whole thing. Did you hear what they're doing with Fright Night? I'll send you over the link. The original Fright Night, of course, they're putting out that remake, you know,
right,
on Blu-ray everywhere in the country, millions of copies. They're only going to put out 3,000 of it on Blu-ray, and you have to buy it from a special website. Not available anywhere else. And then it'll be gone for good.
For the original?
For the original. Now explain to me how...
People
are giving me hell because I complain about remakes, saying once the remake's made, you will not be able to find the original. Oh, well, that's bull. No, it's not bull. This is proof. I mean, seriously.
It's America. Well, it's just the greed factor, because they'll charge you twice as much to get a copy of it.
That's it.
You know, this is going to be 3,000 copies, so when started charging $20, we can charge them $40. And we'll put a little stamp on the back that says you got number one of 3,000. Bastards. Why don't they just put both of them together in a fucking box set and call it done?
I agree. It's just nonsense.
I don't want
nonsense.
That new piece of shit anywhere near it.
I'm talking about Fright Night 1 and Fright Night 2.
Man, they're good luck ever seeing that.
Not when they can charge $40 a pop individually.
And the thing with Netflix is pissing me off. They got these beautiful digital copies of movies like Dracula's Widow. My God, it's gorgeous, man. I love that movie. It's trash, but I love it. And yet, You'll never find that. It should be on Blu-ray because it's a HD, beautiful letterbox transfer.
Yeah.
Look, and Video Dead is the same way. This brand new transfer. Oh, my God. You know, that movie used to look so bad. When you see it this way, you're kind of like, wow, they actually did do some good stuff in this movie.
Right.
I've always liked it because it's trash, but.
Well, that leads us to my next segue, Todd.
Trash?
No.
Trash.
Where you can find nice copies of movies that aren't available on DVD.
Trash.
You can go to Revenge.
Don't get us fucking linked up with the FBI, man. That guy's already in cahoots.
Hey, he's already. Hey, I've got a pimp with my sources, man. Revenge is my destiny.
They're going to come shattering through that fucking window.
Hey, that guy's
you.
Got a copy of fucking Blood and Lace, man. I'm getting me a copy of that.
Do it.
I don't give a fuck.
Stop clicking that clicker, man. It's driving everybody.
They fucking want. If they don't want me to fucking go and buy shit, then they need to put it officially. Hey, if they want to put it officially out on DVD, I'll buy it officially on DVD. I don't have a problem with it.
I said that about Dark Knight of the Scarecrow for years and years.
You know. I'm
now got it on Blu-ray and original. I don't even know a Blu-ray player.
You know. And just like Pete, I'm totally all for people that are out there, you know, bootlegging shit and making copies of stuff and selling it, but hey, you know, if they want to give me a return policy on my DVD, you know, hey, if you misrepresent this DVD and I buy shit and I'm not happy with it, I ought to be able to be like McDonald's. If I take 3/4 of a bite out of it and I decide I don't want it, I'll be able to take it back and get my money back. So,
well, and it's like
McDonald's
says,
will let you eat the whole thing. And you
Pete doesn't
complain.
Have a problem with people who are putting out stuff like movies that are not legitimately released.
Right.
Like The Boy Who Cried a Werewolf, where the hell are you going to find that, right? But these people, like you say, that are putting out stuff that, like, Underworld. I mean, come on, dude, really? Get a job on a sideshow.
But then again, if I'm, you know, say Fright Night, for example, if I want to see it and review it for the show, and I go on there and I'm like, oh, well, they got Fright Night available. I happen to look at it, watch it, give my review on it, wait for it to come out. You know, hey, you're, you know, previewing it. You know, but now if necessary, I'm not making 16, 20 copies of it and going out sitting at the flea market on a Saturday selling shit.
Yeah,
I'm totally against that.
You could take it up to Blockbuster and sell it for $30.
But I don't condone it. But then again, I've, you know, but then again.
Well, that's my thing. That's always been my thinking on downloading music. I know we kind of. You've opened me up a little more to download music, but it used to be, hey, if they're not going to release these obscure bands that I love,
well, the thing about
and the members aren't even around anymore, they don't own the rights to it, they're not going to get any of the fucking money anyways.
Well,
then why not download it?
Well, the thing I don't understand is if you approach somebody, say you take Generation X Video Company, and you ask them, well, what do you have against bootlegging? What's the first comment? Well, it takes money out of our pocket. We lose money on that. Okay. So now you ask me, why do I bootleg stuff or why do I download stuff? Well, you're taking money out of my fucking pocket. I'm not getting anything for my return. I'm investing $20 into your shit, but you're not giving me $20 worth of shit. That's just like Todd brought up the fact about this, what's her name?
Oh, yeah, that Maria.
This Maria and Katrina shit. You're forking out $18 for a fucking DVD you're getting home. It ain't no fucking better than the bootleg copy you bought 2 years ago at the fucking horror convention.
Sometimes the bootleg copy's better.
Right, but I'm saying, it's give and take. If you want, I don't have a problem spending $20.
Well, that's, but if I know I'm getting. Look at Arrow. Arrow's a perfect example of who's doing it right. You know, they're a little more expensive than everybody else, but they're worth every penny.
And not only does Arrow put more into it, but it's just the way that they go about things, you know. Just it's the way that you carry yourself as a business. You know, that's what gets me. And that's what, you know, you can't tell me that after how many years of CDs and shit been on the market. That it still costs $20 to make a CD.
Oh, they've went up over the years.
You know? I mean, fuck, you can go in and buy a fucking stack of blank CDs for $8.
Yeah, but if you ask the record companies, they got to make it that high because all the people that are stealing the music, they got to make their money back.
Yeah. That's why fucking bands tour so they can make their money.
That's it, man. That's exactly. If you ask any band now, they don't expect to make any money from the record. It's all merch.
The record sales all go back to the record company.
Yeah.
The bands fucking tour for years upon years at a time because that's how they make their money.
Yeah.
All that money that the fucking is given to the band to record an album is all recuperated back from, we gave you $100,000 to record that album, so we're going to get $100,000 worth of record sales.
So they don't get any of them. You know. That's why you see a lot of bands that don't normally tour. They're out on the road more and more.
And why the fuck would you even need a record label anyway when you got the fucking internet? You can produce. You can produce your own shit.
I'm just sitting here thinking, look, man, you know, we've bought some really great DVDs and we've bought great Blu-rays for less than $15.99 plus tax. Why the hell did I pay that for Mardi Gras Massacre when I got the one from Canada for $9.99 two and a half years ago that had a beautiful letterbox print? And these schmoes got a one-inch, they say a one-inch, I swear it looks like VHS.
But, I mean, you stop and think about the CD market. Say you get enough money to go in and record an album. Say you're middle of the road band at best. You're not, you know, selling out arenas, but you've got a pretty good following. You tour for a couple of years, save up your money, go into the studio, cut a new record, put it on your website, throw the tracks up there.
Well, there's bands doing that.
You know, I mean, where do you need a fucking record label anymore?
Well, how many of these trash bands you got on your local radio stations that are turds? That's the only way they're getting out to all these masses that are buying that crap up. It's because they hear it on the radio station they listen to, so they got to spend. That's it. I mean, wasn't for that radio, for that record label, they wouldn't be on that radio station.
Right. But who's pushing those bands? The major record labels. It's just like horror fans. Hardcore horror fans are going to know about the movies that hardcore horror fans want to know about.
Well, a lot of, it's definitely the do-it-yourself approach more with bands anymore. I mean, how many do you come across that aren't ever signed that are great?
You know, I mean, it's just like movies.
If you're a good band, word of mouth is going to spread. Right. It's going to get out about it, just like movies.
But when you go to like a convention, a horror convention or something, you're standing around bullshitting with people at the end of the night, you're not talking about Scream fucking 4. Mm-hmm. You're talking about some fucking obscure movie.
If you're at Slasher Kings, you might be.
Oh, fuck's sake. That's a whole totally different fucking headache on that topic. But, yeah, it's just, you know, if you're into the genre, if you're into a certain type of music, you're going to... I mean, all that shit. How did fucking Metallica get big? From fucking bootlegging.
Bootlegging?
If it wasn't for people passing around that god-awful No Life Till Leather fucking...
Whoa!
Monstrosity.
Masterpiece.
Fuck's sake. All that shit was fucking bootlegged. Bootlegged and traded and underground for fucking
years. I got a ninth generation of that bad boy. You can barely hear Lars banging away on that trash can lid.
I mean, that's just like a lot of the independent films. Y'all, it's underground. People trade it or send it out, and then somebody passes it to somebody else or makes a copy of it for somebody. They check it out. And
hey, all I know is, how magical was it getting to see Trick or Treat on the big screen?
I got to see it twice.
That was beautiful copy.
It was nice.
I just sat there with a big old shit-eating grin on my face while we watched that.
Yeah, and fucking people didn't take advantage of it.
Well deserved. Nope. Nobody down there. What was there, five of us in the theater?
Yeah. Oh, you, Todd, you'll enjoy this. This was my response. I'm not gonna point any fingers because I don't do that. I go back home after seeing Trick or Treat, granted, for $8. Go home, type it out on Facebook. Yeah, I just seen the 7 o'clock showing for Trick or Treat. I was the only one in the fucking theater. Just got finished watching the 9 o'clock showing for Trick or Treat. Me and Tim, plus five people, were the only people in the theater. You know what a response I got? Well, maybe if they hadn't have showed such an obscure film, and they would have showed something more classic, it would have gotten more people into the theater.
Like Orphan?
I'm thinking, now you motherfuckers are the same fucking people that 2 years ago pissed, moaned, and whined that movie wasn't being shown in theaters and you had to wait to get it on DVD, and how was it an atrocity?
It was competing with Paranormal 3.
But to sit there and fucking say that it should have been shown then in theaters, and how it was an outrage that you weren't able to see it in the theater and you had to settle for seeing it on your TV, but now that you have a fucking chance to go see it in the theater,
yeah,
you're sitting there fucking empty. You know? I was just... Yeah, if you hadn't showed something so obscure, if you would have showed a classic or something...
They should have just done a Scream marathon.
That is a classic, by the way, so yeah, they can eat a... Pilot
it was beautiful.
It's by screen. Far, oh, it it's by far completely knocked the fuck out of Halloween
beautiful.
For being the Halloween season movie.
Yeah,
Halloween, that fucking Michael Myers don't even stand a chance now with fucking
I
Trick
love
or
the
treat.
First Halloween. I can't say a word. I love it. But I love Trick or Treat as well. And I love Halloween 3. See, I personally thought Halloween 3 is like the perennial favorite.
Yeah.
But I mean, how can you not
be
like
it'd be a hell of a double bill, man.
And you know, there was shit that I noticed watching it that I totally had overlooked the several times that I've seen it on video.
Yeah.
That different things, you know, coincide throughout the movie. I mean, just little things that kind of play off of one another. You know, it's just like the whole fact during the werewolf scene where they're all at the bonfire,
mm-hmm,
that the fucking teacher, the gym teacher that's wearing the hot dog costume, mm-hmm, is one of the guys that got attacked. You know, I never noticed that on the small screen.
Yeah.
But, you know, just crazy shit like that. Just, oh, but you know what? Fuck them. They can go do their own little...
Slasher Kings.
They're going to all go do their little fucking deal.
Slasher Kings.
What'd we decide? It was a social club?
They've got a book club.
I decided it was a toilet bowl that needs to be
flushed. Did you see on the actual site that they're at the bottom of it on the left that it says, we also have a book club?
Yeah. That's what me and Tim decided. Anytime an event that you have to
The movie is second.
Yeah, you have to be able to get together.
It's a social club with disregard to what you're going
to
see.
You have to be able to converse and talk with one another and get together and just have a good time. It's all about the getting there. It's about the journey,
destination. Who wants to have a good time, goddammit?
I want to be able to not pay attention to stuff. I just want to be there at the in the moment. Fuck's sake.
We were fired up, though, that Halloween day, man. I couldn't believe I wanted to leave work.
Yeah, and
free all day. Did you see that down at the Screenland? All day free. From 9 a.m. to 7 or 8 p.m., he was showing...
The Thing, fucking 28 days later.
Showed Frighteners and...
I go back, I'm like, why wasn't this fucking talked about like a week ago?
Alien, showed the first Alien.
You know, well, how does this... I mean, granted, it was all on DVD.
It was all Blu-ray.
You know, but I'm like, how in the fuck was this not talked about a week ago? And then wonder why people, you know... Well, I don't know why there was only three people in my theater when I was opened at 9 o'clock. Well,
oh, I don't know. A little advertising goes a long way, baby.
You know, I mean, and fucking free advertising, nonetheless, when you fucking throw a page up on Facebook in 10 minutes.
By the way.
Fuck.
That's all right. I stayed home and watched all those. Two minutes.
2 minutes.
To 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. On the clock.
Oh. On the clock.
There you go.
Alrighty, so I guess I better pimp that we can download us on iTunes now.
We already did all that. We got We got a free improv for 2 minutes. We don't have to plug nothing, baby. You did that right off the start.
Yeah, but they might not have caught the first half of the show.
We can just babble for 2 minutes.
We got a pimp.
Pimp it is.
We're all about our actions. We don't fucking... This isn't social time. We're working here.
You could join us over at the Midwestern Book Club. On Mondays and Thursdays.
I think I want to come up with a contest this weekend.
Who can read the most books? So
Monday morning, I'm going to be posting a new contest on the More Horror Than Horror forums page. So go check it out. Go download us at iTunes. Check out other shows from Jackalope Radio on iTunes.
Check it out.
So
check out our new page. I'm going to. Yeah. I haven't even seen it
yet.
Yeah,
we need to work on that. I'll work on it.
I'm excited.
As soon as Todd tells us how to get on there.
www.\.semicolon.dip.amerscramp.
Yeah, I'll get you guys the link.
It should just our fucking webpage should just be ilovewerewolves.com.
I love werewolves.com.
I love more horror.
So anyway, check us out. Check them out.
I wonder if we could get that guy to be our spokesman.
We got to announce our new song. We got a song we're leaving with.
We are?
Okay. Yeah. We're going to leave them with Kung Fu Vampire and Dead Girls Don't Say No.
Yeah.
Pretty much sums it up.
See
right there.
Next Saturday. Next bitches.
Next we'll be Kung Fu Fighters.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. My people is dancing to the beat of their own tune, and I'm on the moon, looking at Mars from across the room. And he's like, kill that bitch, I'm waiting, she's already dead. She ain't a stitch no more, playing in the ground red. You know that I found it, I'm beginning to pound it. I hope in the mountain, even though in the ground wasn't gonna help it. I'm a little bit selfish, so I brought her along, I'm helpless. Wasn't everything you expected, he rejected you and injected you with embalming fluid. Guts resurrected, there goes the erection, my perplexion is six. Sevenfold to heaven when I got that itch for Jesus. Eight is enough, my harem only grows when I'm rough. Call Tech 9 so he can see my dead girl stuff. 10 ways that we can fill the space, I've had enough. Dead girls don't say, dead girls don't say, dead girls don't say, no, no, no. Dead girls don't say, dead girls don't say, dead girls don't say, no. Toast with the dirt from her bloodstream. Utter no names, lift up her Jessica blood clean. Obscene with a canteen feel, keep my canteen chill. With the marrow of a pharaoh as my stampede still. And marks on a hole, gathering of her body parts soul. Repo genetic operation on hotties as coal. People pay top dollar to get hot and bothered. Not rot wallet, animalistic by nature. She fiends for the collar around her neck, a pound erect. She fiends for the scholar. I check before I answer her praise. She got no means for the dollar. I get her wet, wait, lubricate. Hold her head up so she can watch John and Kate. Let's say it's Saturday night and I'm tripping, she ain't hit rigor mortis yet. For this matter, I'm slipping like Sam, cause I ain't hit the border yet. Order these things you can't dream of. I'm hostile, awful, but it's delayed her body like a falafel. Dead girls don't say, dead girls don't say, dead girls don't say, no, no, no. Dead girls don't say, dead girls don't say, dead girls don't say, no, no, no. Girls don't